It is a nice spring afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. It's so pretty. That sky is nice and deep blue. There are a few thin, wispy high clouds and spots. And of course, the sunshine has been abundant. And if you are looking to get outside, of course, the sunsets are nice and late, after 8 o'clock now, so there's plenty of time to enjoy the spring weather. So it looks like a spring day, and it's feeling like a spring day. Temperatures are pretty close to seasonable for mid to late May. And can you believe that we are only 1 month away from summer? The summer solstice will occur on June 20th, and we have a bit of a summer preview ahead over the next couple of days. It's not going to feel like the middle of summer. It'll feel more like June as we go through tomorrow and Friday. We'll tack on a few degrees tomorrow and a few more degrees during the day on Friday. So we have some warmer weather coming up, but it's going to be cold tonight. Temperatures will drop back into the mid and upper 30s and low 40s. It's likely not going to be frosty cold in most areas. I think we'll avoid a widespread frost, but with some spots dropping into the mid-30s, I cannot rule out some patches of frost tonight. So it's going to be a chilly morning tomorrow, but the day is going to finish nice and mild. We'll be in the low to mid-70s in most areas. Some of the higher elevations may hold in the upper 60s. It's going to be another very pretty day with bright sunshine, a nice deep blue sky. Then on Friday, we'll mix a few more clouds in. I'll call for a mix of sunshine and clouds. It'll be even warmer on Friday with temperatures reaching up into the 70s. A few spots may be close to the 80 degree mark. So with the dry weather around, we are dealing with moderate to high levels of tree pollen. That's going to be the case right through Friday. Also be mindful if you have planted your flowers or some vegetables, they're probably going to need some water because we haven't had much rain lately. There is the chance for some rain on Saturday as the large upper level low finally will shift a bit to the northeast, and that could bring us a few raindrops, mainly along and south of I-90. I'll keep an eye on that and update the forecast as we get a little bit closer. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, sunny and mild, a high of 68 to 76. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, sunny and mild, a high of 68 to 76. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, sunny and mild, a high of 68 to 76. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, sunny and mild, a high of 68 to 76. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, mild, highs in the 70s to around 80, and on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, especially along and south of I-90, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.